This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora koutou ma. I'm here with Sam Smith. Hi, Sam.
Morena.
Morena.
How's it going?
Yeah, good, good. What have we got today?
We're looking at the Pixies, Doolittle from 1989.
Yes.
So it's turning 30.
I'm turning 30.
Yay! Join the 30 Club. So it's obviously a very important album from the kind of late 80s, early 90s period in alternative rock. And the Pixies formed in 1986 in Boston when guitarist Joey Santiago and songwriter Black Francis met while attending the same university. And the band quickly became their main focus when they recruited Kim Deal and David Loveridge, and they dropped out of uni and became full-time musicians. And they started out just playing shows around the Boston area, which is what got them noticed and signed to record label 4AD, who released their debut EP Come On Pilgrim in 1987 and then their debut album Surfer Rosa in 1988. And they had immediate success with these first two projects, which pretty much helped widen their fan base into Europe and places outside the United States. So on the back of this initial success, it was while they were touring this record that they started to write tracks for what became Doolittle. And this would continue during breaks in the touring schedule where they would demo songs and et cetera, before they headed full-time into the studio with producer Gil Norton. And musically, this is quite an eclectic album. It's a mixture of styles moving between the kind of aggressive, up-tempo guitar rock, I guess, and more melodic pop type songs as well, although it did stay largely within the confines of that classic alternative rock sound, I guess, which was popular at the time, especially in the United States as well. Lyrically, it also drew a more darker subject matter, I guess, referencing things such as surrealism, religion, violence, torture. And it's quite a dark album in that regards, despite its pop sensibilities. But often a lot of pop songs, they lend themselves to dark subject matter, I find.
Yeah, I mean,
a good pop song can still have dark material.
I mean, my favourite pop songs are dark, but also my favourite pop songs are not dark. I don't know. I'm of two minds about this darkness. Mm. But yes, of course, with Pixies, it is a shadow. There are shadows everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
All around.
All right, well, we're going to start with the opening track from the record, and this is Debaser, and it's about a surrealist film called, excuse my French, Un Chien Andalou. Hopefully I pronounced that correctly.
That was so good.
So it's a film that includes a scene, a particular scene where a woman's eyes is slit by a razor, which is kind of what the theme of the song is. So stylistically, very alt-rock, lots of guitar, kind of classic Pixies sounding.
Oh, excuse my French, but
I'm
Yes.
Yes.
Kia ora, everyone. This is Monday Morning Glory with Geneva, and I'm here with Sam Smith looking at our anniversary album, Doolittle, from 1989 by the Pixies.
Yeah, so that was Debaser.
Yes.
The next track we're going to play is track number 7, and this was also the first single. It's called Monkey Gone to Heaven, and it's actually about environmentalism and particularly things like man's destruction of the ocean.
Yes.
Very important issue now. Just
which
as
is ongoing.
Just as
way.
It was 30 years ago.
If not worse.
And Melody Maker also named this the single of the year in 1989. And it's also the first Pixies track to feature guest musicians with 2 cellists and 2 violinists.
Gorgeous.
So there you go.
There was a guy. An underwater guy who controlled the sea. Got killed by 10 million pounds of sludge from New York and New Jersey.
Pixies with Monkey Gone to Heaven. And someone just texted in, best band ever! There was a lot of
ever.
R's and a lot of capitals in that text. Thank you very much, listener.
Yes, indeed.
So we're going to cut to a break, and then we're going to be back with our last song of anniversary albums with Sam Smith. Are you looking forward to it, Sam?
I am, yes.
Cool.
Playing one night only at Villa Maria Winery. Marlon Williams, accompanied by the Auckland Philharmonia Orchestra. An incredible homecoming performance from your 2018 Silver Scroll winner, reimagining his number one album, Make Way for Love, and more. Marlon Williams live with the APO, Saturday, February 16th at Villa Maria Winery. Tickets selling fast. Get yours now from Ticketmaster.
Rudy's delivery.
Oh my goodness, for me?
You're Johnny? Delivery for Johnny. Says here. Where do you want this?
I mean, yeah, I didn't expect that. It's so beautiful, this beer, for me.
Yes, yeah. Where do you want it?
It's a very emotional, overwhelming moment. Thank you so much.
Give the gift of a cold one with a delivery of Rudy's Beer. Delivering directly from Rudy's Brewery in the heart of Auckland, chilled service to central Auckland and free delivery to wider Auckland. Rudy's, Brewers of Beer. Text Lager to 9090 to send some cold ones to a loved one.
Where can you find ancient forts, the world's oldest university, and more than 3,000 archaeological sites? Only in incredible India. Home to over 120 national parks, some of the highest mountains in the world, and a cuisine like no other. A holiday in India is truly incredible. Visit incredibleindia.org. Find what you seek. Incredible
India. Hey dude, how's it? Holy f***! What the f*** are you doing, Oscar? My bass!
Hey,
my beautiful bass!
No, that's good.
Oh,
that's good.
Chill,
no.
Dude. Chill, dude. I'm recapturing the energy of A Place to Bury Strangers at their infamous Laneway 2013 performance when Dion smashed his bass to shreds. Iconic.
95BFM presents A Place to Bury Strangers live at the Hollywood Theatre, Avondale, Thursday, March 7th, with special guests Wax Chattels. Don't miss it, this will sell out. Tickets from banishedmusic.com.
As part of the Proud Centres, Ellen Melville Centre is hosting free Pride Festival events until February 17th, including board games February 14th, coffee, queers and wholesome entertainment, jazzercise February 17th, have fun, get sweaty, dress 80s. And on February 16th, Ellen Melville Centre and Unity Books presents Mika, a talk from iconic gay Māori performance artist Mika and his biographer Sharon Mazur, with special guest performances by Mika featuring flamboyant fashion by Sabatini. Pride at Ellen Melville Centre. Visit Ellen Melville Centre on Facebook for more details.
Happy Pride, everyone. I hope you're having a good prideful, every day's Pride Day. I don't know how to words these things, but we're doing anniversary albums. And I should not have had that second coffee. Or maybe I should have. I don't know. But yeah, I'm here with Sam Smith, and we are looking at Pixies' Doolittle from 1989.
Yes, indeed.
You've got to give us a rundown.
Yep, so let's have a look at what it was received like. Yes, indeed. Yep. Yeah. It was mostly positive at the time from critics, who were quite impressed with its carefully structured arrangements and its movements between more heavy and more poppy sounds. Sounds Magazine and Melody Maker both picked it as their second best album of the year, and other publications also ranked it highly for the year in the top 10. Also managed to crack the top 100 in the United States and the top 20 in New Zealand, which is pretty good for an alternative band who were just starting out at the time. And it's since gone on to be seen as one of the best and most important alternative records from the late 80s, early 90s period, and helped lay the groundwork for a lot of what was to come in alternative rock in the 90s. Pitchfork voted it the fourth best album of the 80s, and Rolling Stone magazine voted it in their top 500 albums list. Unfortunately, though, tensions came to a head during the recording of this record, which continued over the next 2 years, and they broke up in 1993. But they reunited in 2004, and they remained together, although Kim Deal left again in 2013.
Kim Deal didn't really talk to anybody, though.
No.
Just kind of did the tour and made people's dreams come true, and then just kind of like was like, nah.
Yeah.
Which I totally agree with.
Mm. It's fair enough.
If it don't feel right, don't do it.
Exactly. Well, on that note, we're going to finish with track number 5 and the second single from the album. It's called Here Comes Your Man. It's a bit of a classic, and it was actually recorded as part of the band's demo tape, actually, in 1987, so it's predating the album. And it's one of their most well-known songs, and probably their biggest mainstream hit, thanks to its poppiness and catchy chorus.
So if it predates the album,
yes.
Does that mean that like maybe it was of a happier time?
Maybe. Could it be? Or maybe it was just a song that got left over, didn't really fit the mood of their first record. They decided to leave it for later.
I guess we'll never know.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks very much for coming in, Sam.
No
and
worries.
Everybody enjoy.
See you later.
Face turns blue.
happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.